With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. It's been a year of adjustment for all of us, including trade groups that represent our California farmers and ranchers. The National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, or FARM program, usually relies on face-to-face contact with farmers, experts, co-ops, and processors. But Vice President Emily Yicer-Stepp says they were able to adjust.
We were able to set up monthly engagement opportunities for our cooperative and processor staff, particularly building out our suite of resources and materials for them and our farmers.
The FARM program helps establish standards for the dairy industry in areas of animal care, antibiotic stewardship, and workforce development. They've had to find new ways to carry out their mission this year.
Working through actually an idea that came from our Farmer Advisory Council, which is a council of 20 farmers from across the country, is saying, hey, you know, there's a lot of information out there about the FARM program, but we really need it in quick snippets. And so we developed our Quick Convo series that we're continuing through 2021 to really highlight program areas of the FARM program itself, but also timely hot topics. You know, it's not maybe always the most comfortable when you're forced into change, but it did open a lot of doors for us, I think, in 2020 and things that will continue on into the future of the program implementation.
The National Dairy Farm Program is administered by the National Milk Producers Federation.
With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich with California Ag Today.